You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, Dana, I'll ask you first, and then we'll go around the room. Do you have any ritualistic superstitions? Something you do, maybe not every day, but if you're doing something, you do it.
Because of the way my brain is wired, if I do something, it generally has to be in an odd number. I prefer threes and fives to twos and fours. So if I...
Give me an example.
Like, I want to pull this chin hair and I'll do it...
But you only have one of those.
I'll do it three times. But then if I do it four times, I have to do it five to make it odd. And I've been like that since I was like 3 or 4 years old. Hmm. As long as I can remember.
Sam?
My entire life is built up on a foundation of random, weird, quirky routines. Where do you want me to start?
Think about it while I give you a couple of examples, and then we'll go to you, Dan. Jennifer Aniston only steps onto planes with her right foot first.
Okay.
Michael Jordan apparently wore his college shorts under his Chicago Bulls jersey for luck.
Wow.
Cristiano Ronaldo apparently naps five times a day.
Well, you can do that when you're rich.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead, Sam. Give me one. And by the way, nothing you say is going to shock me.
I was going to say, I don't really have anything like that. It's just, it comes down to everything that I do. I don't know.
You're weird. Just say it.
I don't really
it.
Pay attention to it because I do everything in such an organized fashion, but I do find that if something happens that it messes with what I perceived as the way it should go, I don't handle that very well.
Oh, that's a control issue.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need to tame that.
Trust me, I work on it every day. Every day. Like, if I have to shower before my breakfast, it's rough. It's a rough day.
Mm. Okay. Dan?
Not really, although I do have something similar to Dana's counting in the threes and fives and the odds and evens. If I'm tapping out a rhythm or something,
yep,
my brain winds up counting it, and I have to make sure it's finished, that I've finished the rhythm.
You finished the rhythm.
Whatever the rhythm is, okay. Or something like that.
Ooh, from the text line, I do share this one. So if we're talking like volume on the radio, it either has to be a one or a five or an even number.
What do you mean, a one or a five?
A zero or a five or an even number. So like 10, 20, or 15, 25. Or if I need a happy medium between 20 and 25, it's got to be 22 or 24.
Okay.
You can't do an odd number.
Not a big fan of the 21s, the 23.
What? Yeah, that's an OCD thing where...
It's got to be even in the middle of the two framing numbers. And I'm kind of similar to that as well.
It's called arithmomania. That's what I have.
Arithromania.
Huh. Arithmomania.
Momania. Okay.
I also leaf blow my driveway most mornings.
While some individuals feel compelled.
Your neighbors are aware.
While some individuals feel compelled to keep things even or divisible by a specific number, others specifically rely on odd numbers to relieve anxiety. For instance, someone might feel a sense of impending doom if they don't lock a door exactly three times, or if a TV volume lands on 24 instead of 23.
Hmm. I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Or they check their oven to make sure it's off.
That's called me.
How many times?
A lot.
I'm down to once a day on that. I'm really proud of myself.
There have been times I have made myself late for work. Because I cannot physically, that's not a superstition, that's OCD.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think there's a difference.
There is.
But, there have been times, like, I'll call Sam and, like, was it today or yesterday? I can't remember. I said, yeah, it was yesterday. I'm heading out in, like, 5 minutes. And he's like, all right, I'll see you in a little bit. And I stood in front of my oven, or stove, for 5 to 10 minutes, I can't remember how long it was. Literally just off, 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 off.
It's a control thing.
And then I would sit, I know, and I got to tame it. And I would just sit there and stare at it. And I know I'm making myself late for work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, off, 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 off.
just in case it spontaneously turns on.
Right.
Scott, if you or someone you know is struggling with intrusive thoughts or numbers-based rituals,
that's Sam.
Therapies like exposure and response prevention are highly effective, and you can learn more by going to beyondocdexpertperspectives.com.
Okay, but let's keep in mind, we're talking about, now we've moved from superstition to OCD.
You got problems.
And there's a difference.
How do you immerse yourself in numbers?
You just do. Your brain just does it. I want the t-shirt that says, undiagnosed, but something ain't right. Have you seen that?
No.
My mom sent that to me.
We need to get one for everybody on this show.
Undiagnosed, but something ain't right.
Something ain't right.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.